Joining us now in our studio is not Mayor Poundell, and it's not City Administrator Ben Martig. It is City Engineer David Bennett. Yeah. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate that.
Yeah, glad to be here this morning.
All right. Let's talk about last night. They had a special, I thought it was a work session, but it was a special council meeting. It was actually a council meeting, so you could actually approve things. Started off, I know the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue NAFRS and their budget, probably not in your wheelhouse as city engineer, but what can you tell us about that, that it was reviewed last night?
Yes, yeah, so interim fire chief Tom Nelson was there. He really did a great job of providing some background and history of kind of what's going on. Really, since he's been in that place, maybe it's for 6 to 8 months now. Time is going by pretty quick. And it's really looking forward, and they are seeing some increases in the upcoming budget year related to NAFRS operations. Part of that is driven by new fire recruits coming on board related to training and planning for those things. So there's new gear, there's new training, and those sort of things that have to be planned for. In addition, they're exploring the potential to move towards a taxing district. So there's certainly some costs related to going down that road and exploring that. So it would really move away from the joint powers agreement between the Dundas and the rural and Northfield right now. So that's out there. And also really a full-time fire chief. So they're exploring that to determine if they would want to move away from the volunteer part-time chief and go to a more full-time model. So those are really the main drivers of some of the budget increases, other than some utilities and fuel type things that a lot of everybody's really facing.
Yeah, inflation is everywhere. So do they present then two different budget scenarios, one with a part-time chief and one with a full-time chief? Because I think that decision's probably going to be made within the next, by the end of the year at some point.
Yeah, I do. So there was both options were available for discussion, and they'll be going back to the NAFRS board and reviewing that and really coming up with a recommendation and then going back out to the parties on which option they want to look at moving forward with.
Well, it's only July, so they've got a little time. David Bennett is with Northfield City Engineer. Let's talk about, there's a request, you had a resolution last night to request the Northfield School District to add a new ice arena to their master plan and put a priority with it. That would also be in collaboration with the City of Northfield. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Sure. Thanks, Jeff. So it's not really new. So back in 2017, the city had an ice arena advisory board. The school district was part of that and really looked at the existing facility and the needs at the ice arena. The building is really antiquated, outdated. It's really not.
Well,
not
put. Very diplomatic.
If you look around the state, I think it probably just goes back to the history and how it, in the 70s it was built. It wasn't for that use, and then it was turned over to the city. So it was really never planned to be an ice arena, really for the long term. So the city inherited it. It's been operating well for years, but it's definitely outdated. So that when we worked with the Ice Arena Advisory Board, it really looked at that facility and identified really short-term, mid-term, and long-term improvements really over the next 10 years. And really all those short-term improvements have been completed, so those were the smaller dollar values. But now we're getting into the roof, the refrigeration, really the large cost items. And I think there's just been a struggle of, do you want to put that type of capital into that poor of a facility? So that's really in 2018 where there was a referendum for the Cannon River Civic Center. So we went through a process and it went to a vote for a local option sales tax to help fund that. It did not pass. I think it was around 44%. So fast forward, where we still have the facility, we still have needs out there. So the school district is a primary user with their high school hockey program. Not only is it in season, but they also operate captain's practice in the off season. They run summer programming for the high school students. So I think we're looking at a partnership. When you look around this, the not only the Big Nine and at the states, you really see when you have to build these type of facilities that there's really a partnership in order to really get it accomplished, because really building recreational facilities, there's large costs related to that. So I think this resolution, with what's going on with the high school and the study, and not only they're looking at just updates to their building, but they're looking at potentially some expansion. They've talked about a field house, new athletic facilities. We just want to, you know, let them know that we have an existing need. You're a primary user at the facility, and the city wants to collaborate with the school to see if we can come to some sort of resolution on that facility to keep that in Northfield.
Now, I can see where the city would be interested in doing this and getting, you're right, antiquated. It was antiquated back in 76. It's been almost 50 years now. But I can see why everyone wants to do this. But what's in it for the school district? I mean, would they do they have motivation to get involved in something that, you know, actually, of course, the student athletes do compete there, but it's not really a school district thing. What's in it for them? Has that been figured out yet?
Yeah, so I think it really goes back to some of the models maybe that you see around the state, where in order to build the facility, there's usually collaboration between the school district and cities on these facilities. And they have athletic programs that use the facilities. We do have the city, we do have partnerships related to recreation with the school district, so we do share a lot of facilities. They do have some other high school programs that use city parks and city facilities, so, you know, some of those are outdoor, so it's not uncommon that you see partnerships and collaborations between the school districts and city.
Mm-hmm. David Bennett is with us. Right now we're talking about last night's council meeting and about the ice arena component to that. Do we know, I mean, this is just an early reach out to the school district. I'm sure there have been conversations about that before, but do we know what this is going to look like yet? Would it be a school district? There's going to have to be a referendum of some sort, whether the school district or the city or whoever has that. Would this be put in with like a school district referendum? And would it be this year? Would it be next year?
That's a good question, Jeff. I don't think the school board's made a decision fully yet on what they want to do with the high school and the referendum. I know they're having another meeting here in early August to really try to flush that out and determine if they are going to go out to the voters and ask for that. But I think this resolution says, you know, if you're looking at new athletic facilities and you're looking at a field house, you know, having all these facilities combined, there's kind of economies of scale. If you have staff already there operating a facility and then you have another facility adjacent, there are some synergies related to that. So we certainly would want the school district to consider that.
All right. Once again, David Bennett is with us. Let's move on. Let's talk about the 23-24 budget. 23-24. Okay, this is 22, so it's next year and the year after. What at this point, you know, we're still 6 months away. You've got a long time to get that budget together, or excuse me, 5 months, because the calendar is continually flipping. What were you working on last night as part of that?
Yeah, Jeff, so really I wouldn't say it's our kickoff, because last month we were, you know, we had the 2021 audit, and we really kicked off the capital improvement plan and capital equipment plan. So now we're getting into more of the budgeting focus, and we're just talking about what we're seeing. So a lot of our staffing costs related to that. So all of our contracts related to our labor and our unions have been settled for 23 and 24. So those costs are fixed. So we know really going in what those adjustments would be. And the city's received preliminary data based on market value for Rice County. I believe that number, it looks like it went up from 6% to like 15% growth in the market value in the county. And really just getting into that process of planning out the budget for the next year.
Okay. All right. Once again, David Bennett is with us. While we have you here, let's talk about road construction. We've got the bridge done. There was much rejoice. That was, I want to say, quick and painless, but it was fairly painless. We all kind of worked our way around. It's nice to have that done.
Yeah, that was definitely an inconvenience. It's certainly really I'd call that like the heart rate into the city when you come across that bridge to get into downtown. But it was really a necessary project. I think, have we seen over time, making investment into the bridges is very important. We have our project going on, our street improvement project up in the northwest area of town. We have the pickleball courts that have been under construction down in Riverside Lions Park. They've got the net posts and the footings and that installed, and probably in the next couple of weeks we'll have the final paving done on there. So shouldn't be too far out where the pickleball courts can open back up for this later this fall for use.
Let's talk about the Northwest. Is everything, we haven't really had any rain at all. It's been hot at times, but is everything on schedule? Does it look like it's going to finish up on time?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. Other than the heat this year, though, you know, we really haven't had much rain or anything, so the project is progressing very well. They're down on St. Olaf Avenue right now doing work, so they're pulling out curb and pouring curb back and getting that ready to go for paving, so... yeah, it's moving along very good.
All right. As far as extra expenses, you know, gas, of course, has gone through the roof. It's starting to hopefully come down a little bit now. But some of the other expenses with constructions and materials and everything, has that made much of a change? Was the price pretty well locked in before you started? Is that going to make a big difference in the budget?
Yeah, pretty most of the projects, it's pretty well locked in when we've been going out to bid. We are seeing... when we're getting our pricing back, we are seeing increased costs related to the construction. So the price is going up. You know, we're not getting, you know, we're not paving as many yards and as many miles as what we typically probably could, just because of those inflation costs that we're seeing. I think that's common, not, you know, around a lot of the cities and counties here, and then especially in the building costs too. So the building trades, any building work, is you're definitely seeing cost increases. Those are larger in the 20% to 25% range for buildings construction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a person who has to pay attention to that type of stuff, what does the future look like? Is this kind of a temporary bump in expenses, or do you see this as what goes up is just going to stay up? Is it permanent?
Yeah, that's a good
million-dollar question there.
That's a good question. I don't know if we'll see a large drop. I think we won't probably see significant increases. Probably would be more back to more of the steady type inflation cost. Mm-hmm. Now that it has a big jump, I just don't know if we see it really dropping way back down. I think some of the pricing and some of the lumber and that some of that stuff has come back down, but we're not seeing it back down to where it was pre-COVID type.
I noticed you're doing some work on St. Olaf Avenue here right by the tracks. What all is going to be done? I've ridden my motorcycle over there recently is why I asked, and I think, why? What? How did this escape not being done before? Are you going to repave that? Or?
Yep, so St. Olaf will be repaving that roadway. So we've been working with the railroad, and we have the medians, too, that will help lead the city ultimately to a future request for a quiet zone. So we will be constructing those. It's been... I think working with the railroads, it does take some time to get through and work through those agreements. So we're happy to keep that moving along. I don't know if I think we're probably a little bit further behind related to that. So some of that paving right up around the tracks might be out a little bit further, but we're getting close related to that work.
All right, Dave. Is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
We do have the Park and Recreation Capital Investment Plan. So it's really looking at, over the next 10 years, the investments into the park and rec system. We have numerous playgrounds that are approaching 20 to 25 years old within the city. So we will be, getting input from the public probably over the next month. So kind of watch for that. We'll have some press releases out to gather input and really planning for investments into the park and rec system over the next 20 years. Not only in just to fix the existing stuff, but we have been hearing related to new requests for items such as splash pads, new baseball fields, those types of things.
All right. So residents out there, if you care about your parks, pay attention. We'll give you updates on how you can put your input into the decisions that the councils will be making. And Dave, thank you so much for coming in today. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Jeff.
Dave Bennett, once again, the Northfield City Engineer.